Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. We're sorry for the audio delay, but thank you for joining us. And we praise God for getting us connected on this wonderful brand new day that He has given to us as a special gift. This is Tuesday, February the 11th, and we missed, of course, being together on yesterday, which was Monday. And we were having connection problems. And when you're dealing with technology, these things happen. And so we kind of go with the flow. It didn't stop us from praying. I know that we communicated with you. We text many of you. And we asked that you would continue to pray. And I was in prayer as well, because I miss these moments when we can't have them as we normally would. But we thank God today that we were able to get together, and certainly we welcome, appreciate, and thank you for joining us on this day. Once again, welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. And how are you doing this morning? I trust that you're strong in the Lord, and your faith and a sense of His presence is sharp on this day. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. And, well, I'm glad you ask. How am I doing? I'm awesomely favored and divinely powered and blessed. All of that is true because I'm up and I'm with you. We're in fellowship around the idea of communicating, seeking God on this morning. Well, our theme for today is the power of the name. I marvel at what God has done by giving us the authority to use His name. And that's one of the most clear indications that He has given us through Jesus Christ, authority and power over all the manifestations of the kingdom of darkness. So we have authority, and He gave us the fact and permission to use His name. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And that's taken from John 14:14. He wants us to ask because he himself asks the Father. The Father told him, ask of me and I will give you the nations and the utmost parts of the earth for possession. So we are in an asking relationship. And when that's applied to spiritual warfare, here's what Jesus also said. He said, in my name, they will cast out demons. So we can lay out our prayer request, believing that what we ask in his name shall be done. Today we want to pray for a few items on our agenda, and let me quickly give you a sense of where we're going with that. We want to pray for the Jenkins family. The Jenkins family is a family I've known for many, many years, and Max Jenkins and his wife, Juanita. And Juanita is right now in rehab care from a very serious illness. And the family, of course, is going through just as much as she is because of her importance to them. And so they need prayer for spiritual strength. They need prayer and for healing and deliverance for their wife and mother, who is Juanita Jenkins. Then we want to pray for Melvina Campbell, and she is also experiencing some illness. I prayed with her just on last evening, and trusting and believing God that she will be well. Her blood pressure is up. How many know that God rules over that? And that is part of the Isaiah 53 promise. He's our healer. By his stripes, we are healed. And then we want to pray for the leaders' breakfast meeting that comes up here in our city, where a call has gone out to our leaders, those that are pastors, ministers, elected officials, those that are running for election, and all of those. We ask them to come together around the idea of us developing a strategy for dealing with the principality of darkness that is over our city. Lots of wonderful things are occurring in our city, but it's not enough when there's blood being spilled continually, and we see that as evil, most evil, and that it appeals to the bloodthirsty appetite of the demons. And so we're meeting to strategize, put our hearts and minds together. And I know that God is going to demand something of us, and we want to pray today that all of us, all the leaders, we would be surrendered and humble before the Lord so that he can have his way. Then we want to pray for the healing and deliverance and salvation of Chris Powers, who's also ill and needs salvation, more importantly than anything else, and certainly healing as well. And finally, but not least, we want to pray for spiritual strength for Tammy Khalil, who is a babe in Christ and is learning how to walk through the tundra, so to speak, of trials and tribulations, of faithfully trusting the Lord. So we pray for her strength. So while we're on it, I want to once again welcome each of you. Thank you for joining us and being patient with us as we go through the tyranny, as I call it, of technology. But it's wonderful, and we thank God. Now, your lines are open, and if you have, before we go to our prayer target menu, so to speak, that I've just described, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, now would be a good time to share that with us, and we'll believe God for whatever it is that's on your heart as we come before Him. Just before we do that, though, let me bring us, or usher us, excuse me, into the throne room of God, and then we'll hear from you if, in fact, you have something to share. Heavenly Father, we realize, even as we come today, that our own self-righteousness is as filthy rags in your eyes, according to what you've recorded in your word in Isaiah chapter 46, rather chapter 64 and verse 6. Your word says that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. Father, we ask you to forgive us based on your promise for our sins. We want to be your loving and obedient children. We want to be your spotless bride, presented unto you in glorious splendor, without spot, without wrinkle, or any such thing, according to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 27. We want to be holy and without blemish through the washing of the water of your word, according to the 26th verse and the 5th chapter of Ephesians. We want to acknowledge you today as our sanctifier, and we want to be your humble servants, to walk in love, forgiveness, and gentleness towards each other, showing the love of Christ as your body, according to Ephesians chapter 5. Remind us that if we do this, we will enjoy your favor, enjoy your blessing. Help us to be a doer of your word, not just hearers only, deceiving ourselves, so we may act upon the revelations that you're giving us even on this day. So we thank you, Lord, for drawing us closer, closer to you, to yourself, to your presence. That is where we find peace, we find security. That is where we are hidden and protected from the wiles of the adversary. We bless your name today, and we thank you for each person. Thank you for them, Lord. Bless them, each prayer warrior, each person of our prayer team that has come aboard today, that you've kept in reserve for this hour, for this season, to do your bidding, to do your will, to stand against the evil acts of the enemy, to stand for and with Christ and his vision for us, for the nations, for the entire earth. We thank you. Let your blessings be made manifest before our very eyes, so that we know and are reassured that you are not only God, but our God. You are only God. You are our mighty God. You are our creator. And it's in you that we live and move and have our being. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, I invite you to share that with us, even now as the opportunity presents itself and the clock is ticking. We want to capitalize on it. Your line is open.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Sounds like Christine. Be blessed. Good morning.
Yes,
welcome.
Good morning, Saints. A blessed Tuesday morning to everyone. I am so excited. I want to just thank God for His mercy and His grace. And I
Amen.
Also want to thank everyone who prayed for the children's connection, which is the Children's Sun, Children's Church.
Children's Ministry, yeah.
Children's Ministry. Thank you, Pastor. On Sunday morning, it kicked off with a blast. I would to thank everyone for praying for this ministry and to continue praying for us. I would also like to thank all the parents, the grandparents, the family who entrust their precious little ones in our hands. On Sunday morning, the kids were so, well, the children were so excited. The teachers came on prepared and ready to do what God wanted us to do with the children.
Amen.
And it was a success. I again want to thank everyone for their prayers because I know that prayers were sent out. And I ask that you continue praying for the children's ministry, for the teachers,
sure.
also for pastors, so that it would continue not only for our ministry, but for the community, for families and friends and everyone who is involved with children. Again, I thank God and I thank everyone for your prayers and your support.
Well,
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I know the Lord himself is much even more joyous and happy about what is occurring as it related to the children, the children's ministry. Someone
Amen.
Came, approached me on Sunday, and they were moved by what is occurring with respect to children's ministry at our assembly, and they said, you remember what you did a couple of years ago, and they were referring, asking me to remember and recall what we did. We sent out a call to our community for all of the children that were not offered up to the Lord, and in our community there's plenty of children, many, many, for
yes.
all kinds of reasons. Some of which are just really should be on the ridiculous list, so to speak. For example, if a child is born out of wedlock, there are churches that will not offer them up on the request of their parents, or the parents have to be a members of the church. All kinds of reasons. Then there's the embarrassment of having children outside of marriage and or wedlock, and so some parents are just embarrassed and don't want to show up in a way where they're, you know, going through a ceremony of presenting their children to the Lord, and other reasons. And then one of the main reasons, too, which I've opposed from the scriptures, because I stand with God's word, the term illegitimate when applied to children. And I oppose that based on God's word, because I don't see that anywhere in God's word where there are or can be or ever was or ever will be illegitimate children. Illegitimate children. The two don't go together. Why do we blame the children for what the parents did? So what I see from this, from the voice and tenor of Scripture, is illegitimate parents. That's what I see. Children can never be illegitimate when the Scripture says clearly, children are an heritage of the Lord.
Yes.
It didn't say if they were born in marriage or outside of marriage or anything like that. It says children are an heritage because parents don't produce children by themselves. God has a huge handshake in a child arriving on planet Earth because the spirit of that child comes from God, not from the parent, from God. The flesh is reproduced by the parents. So they're only illegitimate parents, never illegitimate children. So anyway, they asked us to repeat what we did a few years ago. We sent out a call to the community for them to bring their children and let their children be blessed, offer them back to the Lord. And the community responded powerfully. And so someone requested on Sunday that we do that again, and we do plan to do that. And that's with reference to what was just testified to, that the children themselves and their parents and grandparents are joyed that we're reaching out through this children's ministry that was formatted and really opened up on Sunday in a special way. We want to pray for that right now because we know that is an important strategy in God's plan. He said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Such is the kingdom of heaven. Father, in the name of your precious Son, your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who entered this world as a child, left a pattern, an example of what should occur in the life of a child, in preparing that child for your great purpose and their destiny. Father, we thank you for the privilege that you've given to us of touching the children, blessing them. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one of them and for every parent that is responding to your love and your strength and mercy and your empowerment to be the kind of parents that are on a mission such as Jesus' parents were, and who did their mission well. So we thank you, Lord, for what you've provided for us, for our community, for the children. And Father, we place a hedge around that ministry so that the enemy cannot step over, the enemy cannot hinder, prevent, or stop what you're doing for the children through that ministry. Today we stand solid with both feet on the ground, and we stand on your word. We stand upon the solid rock, which is Jesus Christ, and we stand in defense and in opposition to every work, every dark work of the enemy, of the kingdom of darkness. We stand for the children. We stand for your cause and for your heart as it's stirred towards the children, because you said such is the kingdom of heaven. And we pray, God, that from the ranks of those children, men and women will emerge that will root out evil, would push back on the darkness, dispelling it, making room for light to envelope and to surround our communities, surround their lives and their homes as well. We thank you, Lord. We know that this is your will, and we know that no evil thoughts, language, words, intentions can stop what you've already ordained before the foundation of the earth. You've had works in reserve that we would walk in. And so we thank you for the privilege that you've given to us. We thank you for the power and authority that you've given to us over every work of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. That's so precious to the Lord, those kinds of outreaches. And I can tell you, it's very precious to my own heart. It's because of those kinds of efforts and the humility of believers in the hand of God to allow God to use them that is the reason that I'm sitting here leading this prayer episode, because there were people who reached out to our community when I was a child, so that I surrendered my life to Christ for the first time when I was 8 years old. And I did that at 3 o'clock approximately there, because our Sunday school was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it was somewhere there in the lesson I heard the good news and I raised my hand. Who can tell me God is not awesome and powerful? And he has kept me all these years, even when I lapsed into stupidity. He kept me, gave me the spirit of love and of power and a sound mind. Yes.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Praise God. My heart's overflowing. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning. Sounds like Deanna.
Hi. Yes, it's Deanna.
Yes.
I just have so much to be thankful for. I have to give God praise. Because, you know, I was walking in darkness for so long, you know, flip-flopping back and forth, wondering what I was doing. And, you know, I'm feeling better and better and better every day, you know, walking closer
praise
with the Lord. And I just want to give him thanks and praise for shining his love on me and keeping me in a sound mind with clarity today, you know. And I just want to thank him for what he has not done yet, because I know he's going to do it, you know.
Yes.
On his way, it's coming. And I believe that wholeheartedly. And I want to thank the Lord for, you know, giving me back with my son, you know. I want to thank
yes.
God for healing my husband's body, you know, because he's going to get better. He's going to get better. I'm thanking the Lord then, because I know he's going to do it, you know.
He's on our prayer list today.
Yes, I heard. Yes, amen. You know, I'm so thankful,
yes.
You know, and I pray that God enlarges your territory, because you are an awesome teacher. You really are. You really are, you know, and being on
praise
this prayer line in the morning is my spiritual food every day. This is my meal every morning for me. And I need this. I really do.
Well, we all do. We all do. This
well, that's my prayer.
This is breakfast. This is breakfast for all of us.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Once we get this meal, we are good for the rest of the day. And, you know, we are able to see God's footsteps, and I'm seeing his footsteps, and I'm telling you, it's what I'm seeing is, I was saying to someone yesterday that, you know what, it's too good to be true, and I'm just going to just watch you know, sit on my hands and just watch God mm-hmm. does what he does, because he is a vanquisher. He delivers and he takes
yes.
care of things.
Yes.
I'm telling
yes.
you, he's just awesome. Let us pray for
yes.
Chris. I will ask, I'm wondering if there's someone that would like to, Chris, last name is Powers, and we just heard from his wife, Deanna Powers. And Chris just came out of the hospital, I think, a little more than a week ago or so. And
yes.
He's waiting on God for healing. And we're also waiting on God to not only heal him, but to really lead him to call on the Lord for salvation. That's so important. And so I will ask one of you to take this on and lead us in prayer, please. This could be a need in your family. And so take it on as something personal, and we will all touch and agree, because we're promised that if we would touch and agree concerning anything, it will be done. And what we're asking for is what God wants. God wants to heal. God wants to save. And so would someone take that? All of our lines are open. So if you would step out in boldness and faith and lead us in the prayer for Chris Powers, for healing and salvation. Can you do that?
In the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise
God Most High. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The
yes.
righteous run into it and they are saved. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
thank
God,
you,
this
Lord.
Morning. You are our strong tower. We thank you, God,
yes.
that we could come to you, Lord God. And because we know, Lord God, that you have this awesome privilege, we bow before
yes.
you this morning, Lord. We humbly come before you, Lord God. And
yes.
we lift
yes.
up the powers before you, Jesus. Lord God, today
yes.
we lift him up, Lord God, and we pray, Father, that you attend on him even right now. Oh,
yes.
God,
yes.
you are the in Gilead, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch him. And we come
yes.
to his head, Lord, to the soles of his feet. Oh, God,
thank
and let
you,
your healing virtue flow through him. Yes,
yes,
Lord God. Even with the woman, oh, God, when she touched the hem of your garment, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yes,
Lord God. And your healing virtue poured into her. Oh, God, this morning we pray to pour into him in the same manner, in the name,
in the
of,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Oh, mighty God, today we say, Lord, that sickness and disease is not of you, Lord. Yes, Father God. Yes, because when your son died on Calvary's cross, Lord God, every stripe
yes.
that he took was for our healing. So this morning,
yes.
oh God, we lift up Chris Powers, oh God. We lift him up,
yes.
Lord God. And we pray that your healing, oh God, be in him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Thanks, Lord God. Father God, I pray as you heal him, Lord God, that you would
touch
bring
him,
Lord God, to the place,
right,
oh God, where he would surrender and cry out and call on your name, Lord God.
Yes.
And believe on the Lord God Almighty. Yes, Lord God. And be healed in his mind, his body, his soul, and his spirit.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, today we give you thanks in advance, God, because we
yes.
know, Father God, that you are a mighty God.
Yes.
We know, Lord
yes.
God, that you are a healer. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus. You,
Lord.
You are great, Lord God, and you are greatly to be praised. So, God, we believe in for a great report of this healing.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you
yes.
thanks in advance. We give you
yes.
thanks
yes.
in advance. We give you praise, God. We give you the honor
yes.
and the glory that is due to you and you alone. In
yes.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for leading us in that prayer. And we want to move quickly. Unless you have a prayer request, I'm going to continue to move down our target list. But if you have a prayer request that you would like to share with us, then you would need to be expeditious in speaking up, voicing that so that we can gather around that. But unless you're there with that, we are going to move on to a couple of items that are important on our assignment today. The next item is, I've announced the leaders' breakfast meeting that is occurring on February 20th. And as I'm in contact with people around our region here, our city here in Newark and roundabout, I'm convinced that God is successfully bringing or gathering individuals in response to the call that we sent out to have this meeting. And this, the purpose for this meeting, it's God spoke to our hearts and about what the reality is in our region. We are engaged in spiritual warfare, and wonderful things are happening, and of which I'm a part of and we are part of here in our city at ground level. However, there's a dark cloud over the city yet, and that cloud represents the enthronement of a demonic prince who rules. Now, we'll see examples of that in the scripture, and one of the most famous examples was that of the prince of Persia ruling over the Persian Empire at the time Daniel was in that region as a captive. And you go to Daniel chapter 10, you can read that. We won't go into that right now, but study Daniel chapter 10. It's a good example of spiritual warfare and the dynamics of it. However, according to concerning the city of Newark, this meeting brings together pastors, ministers, elected officials, organizational leaders, and others for the purpose of coming up with strategy we believe that God is giving for how to confront, to topple, and to overthrow the demonic principality that has enthroned itself over the city. So we want to pray for this meeting because that principality is also a religious spirit. And that religious spirit gives permission for certain things to happen. But then this allows the movement and the rising up and the going forward of the church in this region so that there is peace in the city and there's no more wanton bloodshed and blood sacrifice for the thirsty demons. So you can see this is an important assignment, and we're to be focused on it and covering it with prayer. So I'm going to ask us to touch and agree on this particular assignment that God has given us to convene this meeting of influencers, leaders, and movers in our region. So on that day, we can come together with one mind with respect to what God wants to do. Whatever the strategy he reveals on that day, we want to be humble and so therefore obedient to whatever. If he calls for a fast, if he calls for strategic prayer, whatever he calls for, we want to be humble enough to do it. So let us pray. And I ask you, even after this procast is through today, that you would continue to make this a matter of prayer in your own prayer time leading up to February the 20th, which is a Thursday. And that will actually be around about next week. Next week, Thursday, will be the 20th. We'll be meeting at 8:30 a.m. in the morning. It's a leaders' breakfast meeting. Let us pray. Father, we know that you are our creator. We know that you are the supreme authority and that your son has a name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, because he has all authority and he has the ability to compel every knee to bow. So, Father, we stand on your word, on your promise, and we take on the authority and permission that you've given us to use your name against every dark force. And, Father, the cloud that covers our city, we are asking for the strategy for the oneness of mind of the leaders that have influence and to whom you've given authority to function, to rise up together in unison as one person to stand for your plan and purpose for the city of Newark, which is your kingdom city.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Which is your kingdom city. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And I would pray that all of us would begin to focus our hearts on the city of Newark. Now, you may not live in the city of Newark. However, what happens in Newark, so goes the rest of the state. Newark is a principal or the principal city in the state of New Jersey. So it has an effect on every other area, just like it has an effect on people wanting to fly to some other part of the world. Well, how are you going to go? You have to come to Newark. That's the closest international airport. If you want to do business with the federal government, you have to come to Newark, because this is where the federal building is.
Amen.
In the spiritual realm, Newark has the same kind of capacity, influence, and power. That's why all of us, no matter where you live in New Jersey, must be concerned about what happens to Newark and in Newark. And where do you think the principality would set up his throne if he's clever? And he is. He is. In Newark. Because he knows there's something called geographic position. So that's where he is. That's why we're focused on Newark. So now that you have a picture of why we do what we do, and you have the understanding, the revelation, now that the light has been shone on the truth, and it reveals to you now why God is concerned about our city. Praise God. Hallelujah. So pray. Cover this thing with prayer. Much prayer. Much prayer through the 20th, through 8:30. We should be done about 10:30 or 11. It's not going to be a long event. because these leaders have lots of work to do, so we'll be in and out. But our guest speaker will be Chuck Pierce, a man of God that has great anointing for giving directions to nations, cities, and individuals. And so we've asked him to come here. So he'll be here. He'll be our guest speaker. And we expect God to move mightily after that. We're going after the adversary. We're not waiting. In the meantime, the adversary is going to try to attack us. But that's okay.
We're in spiritual warfare.
Yes. We're in spiritual warfare. We're hidden in Christ. We're hidden in Christ. And we don't have fear. We don't have a spirit of fear. We have a spirit of love and a power and a sound mind. Well, may God bless you on today, and thank you for your prayers for myself and my wife. And don't forget to mention my name and hers when you bless your food. And we're confident then that you will pray, because we're confident that you'll be eating. So God bless you on today. And I just want to send you into the day with a benediction. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you richly on this day. Amen.